fishing. A jerk on one end of a line,
waiting for a jerk on the other end.
Oceanic Marine, the only specialist boating service centre in Busselton.
Yes, and I have that jerk, Holly, on the line. Morning, mate.
Hey, how are you, mate? Good, yourself?
I feel bad I always say jerk, but there's no other way to really intro it.
I know, right? How are you guys?
Yeah, we're doing well, mate. Aaron's actually run off to get himself another coffee because he didn't like that Easter egg one.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah, he's a little crybaby, mate. He kind of had a little bit of chocolate in his coffee. But, mate, how are you? How's the fishing?
Awesome. Fishing's good. Firstly, can I just say a special happy birthday to my little girl, Amelia, big six today.
Aww.
They're all at home. I'm on my second lawn at the moment.
Oh.
Just so busy at the moment. But I got onto this new fertiliser, right? I went and fertilised my mat from a Make It yesterday. It contains Jax extract, lawn grows half cut.
Jax?
I think that went over your head, Paul.
It did. I just got it then.
Anyway, yeah, well, actually, I got out Wednesday. The weatherman said it was going to be perfect. We got out there. He was so wrong. It was a hooting southwesterly. Couldn't hold bottom, but as Maxine and I do, fish don't stand a chance when we're out there because we persist. Got our nice fish come in. Dropped a monster, though. Bloody hooked it up. Had it for like 10 minutes, a few runs. Got it at least probably 10 metres from, the, you know, seeing it. And then just sort of lost it. But sometimes the big boys, though, when they do sort of come off your line, because they blow the airbag, if you sort of hang around that area for a bit, you know, sometimes they'll pop up. So they can't go back down again. So, but yeah, this one didn't. But actually, just going out fishing with Maxine, you know, she's the awesomest of this lady. She cooks me up, like, king prawn rolls and loin chops and boiled eggs and fruit. And the fishing is just a bonus, I think, when we go out fishing. So,
it sounds like offering charters or something. Or
I know, right? Yeah, no, I don't share food. Come on. crabs are still around. A little bit scarce, guys. We went up Monaghan's way, like I said last week. They're sort of really not up that way. I think you've got to sort of head back Wander up way and up that way to go and get a feed of them. King George's, though, up at Monaghan's, they were everywhere, guys. Get up there. But like I say, get up early. Get up like before the sun gets up and you're out of the water by 7 o'clock with a feed of King George's. The squid are still out there, you know, like the 8 to 10 metres. Get that there. Get your jig, like I said, about a metre off the bottom. The crays, they're in, but they're a bit light on this run, the guys have been saying, but they're out there. Just this weather, you just don't know. You know, when it's overcast, it's not very nice under the water. So, and the weather for the weekend, guys, I don't think it's looking too good to get out wide. It's really blowing. I don't know what it's sort of doing, but in close, I reckon you'll have a good chance. Tight lines.
The weekly local news wrap with Marion Print.
Yes, we've got Marion Print in here with us. How are you, Marion?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How's the week been?
It's been steady,
a
I would
steady
say.
Steady week. Plenty Very of steady. News. Plenty of news happening across the southwest.
Absolutely. Every day.
Yep. We'll start with this one. Puma in Dunsborough in the news again.
Again, yes. So there's a slight update. Three southwest MLCs have written a letter to Puma's CEO in Geneva. Asking him to reconsider where they're putting the fuel station, not in the CBD.
That they seems to be the big one, isn't it? Not in the CBD. We were in there just the other week, and there's no room for it in the CBD, just personally. Yeah. And that's why they're proposing it going to the light industrial area, which is an area they think's on the up and up. So why not put it there? But it's good. So they've got three members' support.
Yep. And they're waiting to hear back from the state administrative tribunal. And that could take up to 2 months
really
to hear back from, but they're covering all their bases, the group down there, Puma to Go, so they're covering all their bases and hopefully it's a win for them.
Yeah, let's see if we can get a good resolution out of that one. Domino's in the news, not just around here, but I mean it is the Bunbury Domino's, but across the country there, everyone's talking about this today.
So the franchise Domino's have banned pizza deliveries to the suburb of Withers, and this comes after several rock attacks to the delivery cars, and they've even broken a window. So they've banned pizza deliveries out there after 9 p.m. So want something for dinner, feel free to call up and you'll probably still get delivered out to you, but yeah, after 9 p.m. they've cut it.
Yeah, well, and I know that they're offering discounts as well to people that do live in Withers that are looking at getting pizza after 9 o'clock to come in and get a discount or something like that. I think I saw somewhere.
That's nice.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a terrible situation. It's literally the few that have ruined it for the many, which is not ever good to see. And the Paralympics, some great Paralympics news.
Yeah, two Southwest competitors will be going to the 2018 Pyeongchang Winter Games.
Excellent.
We got Sean Pollard. He is a snowboarder. And Sean Pienta, he just got approved this week and will be skiing.
That's great news for him. I know that he was having a bit of trouble with a knee injury, so it's good to see that he's all rested up and ready to rock the Paralympics. Yeah, that's exactly it. And also, what's going on around town, around the southwest over the weekend?
Manjimup will be holding a Empowered Expo for women in the area, which I think is really cool, especially since it was International Women's Day yesterday. So, girl power on the weekend. Head down to Manjimup Indoor Stadium. Heaps going on. There's going to be food and activities, lots of fun stuff for women.
Excellent.
Of all ages.
Thank you very much, Marion Print. We do appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Just had a mate call up from Yar Loop. Talk about the triathlon before happening in Cabana Bay this weekend. The road's closing and stuff. He reckons that we should be doing a sit-a-thon, you know?
Just chill.
Instead. Do the sit-a-thon. I like that. That's a good idea. Sign me up for
that. It harmonises with you.
I don't know about triathlons, but yeah, sit-a-thons I can definitely get around. So I'll take that on board, mate.
Yeah, I will create something out of that. Thanks, be cool, mate.
Hey, something else that's coming up that I'm looking forward to is on the 28th of March, the Give Me Five for Kids Easter Egg Hunt.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
This is going to be great. We've done this many years. We help raise some money for Give Me Five for Kids, so that's a win. But also, we give lots of Easter eggs out for kids.
Yeah.
And also, just quietly, there's a little special surprise from a very special guest sometimes as well.
Well, hello.
So, and that, of course, I am referring to myself. I'll be there as well. No, there's actually someone good. So, a gold coin donation to take part. The grandkids can get in there. You know, they'll love it. They'll absolutely love it, you know.
Good value, a gold coin donation.
It is. Now,
as many Easter eggs as they can find.
Exactly. Now, we were talking about this yesterday, and look, you said something that just kind of didn't sit with me. This is what happened yesterday.
I like doing the around Easter time, and you're going to judge me very aggressively for this, but
I'm
don't mind.
I'm not judge you.
I love getting like a coffee and then just dumping an Easter egg in it.
Okay, I'm judging you now. Not your best idea.
Well, what do you mean? That's a great idea.
Oh, I meant what I said yesterday. It sounds like crap, Al.
Well, what have I got in my hand, mate?
He's juggling an Easter egg.
I got an Easter egg. Give me a coffee cup.
When you ask nicely like that, how can a man say no?
You're right. I should use my manners there. There's no reason for that. I do apologize. So I'm just going to dump that in there. I nearly spilled that all over the desk. Yes. Engineering would have loved that. Yeah. When you fill up your coffee in a couple of minutes' time, because I know you have about 6 to 12 of those a morning, enjoy that, mate. I'm telling you, there's a winner.
Now I don't want the egg. Now I don't want the coffee. Do I have to drink this now? You want me to drink this now?
Not now, but like when you fill up again.
What's the premise meant to be when I fill up again? What, that it melts down?
It melts down. Sort of it's a nice little bit of chocolate. It's like a little surprise.
Every day we go to various coffee shops and now we'll order a mocha, which isn't a real coffee if you're a coffee enthusiast. And now I see where this... No, it's not. It's like half a coffee with a bit of chocolate, which is obviously what you've tried to sabotage my long black morning ritual into. Right, I'm obviously not happy. Good on you, Al. Thanks very much, mate.
You're welcome. Something that's going on in the AFL, almost a first, I think. I'd have to go through all the record books, but a sexual harassment case during a game.
Yeah, during the game, it's a fresh and a new one, isn't it?
During the game, I've never experienced this before. What is happening is an Adelaide Crows player has complained that she was sexually harassed by a Greater Western Sydney opponent during round 4 between the two clubs. So I am talking about the AFLW now. The player has made a complaint to the AFL, which has led to an investigation by the league's integrity unit. From what we understand, the GWS player has been alleged to have touched her opponent's butt and made an inappropriate sexual comment. And it's understood that, that's not on.
And all of that constitutes conduct or behaviour that you cannot get away with in 2018, nor should you be able to.
There's a couple things about this that I think... This is definitely one of those stories where the person that was there knows the story and everyone else is going to be sitting there and speculating, and that's all we're going to do. I'm going to speculate right now by saying I think the comment was probably the big deal breaker in what was this situation. Yeah, grabbing someone and stuff. It's a very physical game. I don't know what context that was. I'm sure that a lot of people are going to be going over all the footage of that game and try and find something.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I'm not sure what it is. You're right. Context would be crucial.
But it's the comment that goes along with that grab that is going to be the thing that they're going to be looking for in the integrity unit there. It's not on in any sport. Sexual harassment. Not in anywhere, to be honest. And it'll be interesting to see how this one does all play out. No one has been named at this point that we know of.
Yeah, very much so. It'll be very interesting because, as you said, it hasn't happened before. So
yeah, I think the AFL is just trying to handle it the best they can. Hopefully they don't just sweep this under the rug, and they do if the player is found guilty of this. There is some punishment handed out.
A very professional organisation, the AFL, and obviously the AFLW. I'm sure they'll sort it out.
How's that coffee got? We did it.
This is crap, Al. Put an Easter egg in my so, long black.
We're very excited that the Easter egg hunt is coming up on 28th of March.
A little bit too excited if you
And I said to Aaron yesterday that what's a good idea is you get an Easter egg and put it in your coffee. And
let me confirm that for you. Delicious. It's not. It's a dumb idea and you've ruined my bloody morning coffee.
So I just put one in his coffee. He doesn't like it.
Yeah, anyway.
If you got a boss that kind of could irritate you, we've got a bit of a solution for you. Aaron, this is I think this is a pretty good way to deal with it, and it's really just by doing this. Now, I'm not saying stab your boss. I'd never say that because no. I can't. I'm not allowed to. But what I am saying is that stabbing a voodoo doll of your boss could help relieve some of that stress. Love that. And a new study has found it gives the people that deal with that stress a sense of relief. And it takes away a bit of all that stress they've been building up because they deal with it at home. They come in, they can happily smile at their work knowing that they've stabbed a voodoo doll of them at home.
Yeah, I bet it does provide some stress relief. Probably points out a few other indicators about one's character if you're happy to just step something like the likeness of your boss. But
I don't mind my boss, so I don't need this right now. But I've had bosses in the past where I probably would have made a voodoo doll for sure.
No, we don't have that problem here at the moment. But yeah, so there'd be someone out there that'd harmonise with.
Yeah, so if that's the way to do it. Just make a voodoo doll of your boss and then just stab it, I guess. It doesn't seem the most nicest way to deal with those problems. But in saying that, we're here to help. And that's what we do here at Triple M. So, you know, if you want to take that on board, go for it. And yeah, stab your boss.
Sounds of the Southwest, Triple M.
Nobody likes the sound of creepy crawlies, but everyone loves this sound for Ozmic Pest Control.
Yes, Sounds of the Southwest is continuing on Monday. I didn't go off today. Very disappointing. If you're just listening to the catch-up, thank you so much. We do appreciate it, and thank you so much for listening to the show as well. And to reward you, we're going to let you know a little bit of a clue. If you
clue
haven't heard
time.
Of, yeah, a bit of clues. Here's a little bit of something to help you out. Just to be clear, that's not me going to the toilet.
Well done. I'll keep it. Even though it's the podcast, keep it G-rated, mate.
That clue should help you out. Because what do we know so far? We know it's bouncing a footy. Mm. We know it's somewhere in Donnybrook.
Oh, yeah.
And then you add that clue to it, and surely it's got to go off. Monday?
Absolutely. Monday's got to be the day.
13:27:10. If you think you know what it is during Monday when you hear that cue to call, good luck to you and thank you for listening to the catch up. See ya.